Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good Wednesday morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How would you like to be Christian today?
Hey, well, it's his job. He's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So RBNZ, we'll all be glued to the wires this afternoon for the monetary policy nerds like myself out there. Not so much for the what we'll widely expect to be a 25 basis point cut to the OCR, but really it's the content of the monetary policy statement. It's a full review. So what are the forecasts? What's the OCR? What's their view on the world? Now, Mike, I always find this interesting because there's always this debate around what the RBNZ will do and what they should do. Now, they will, I believe, as I said, sort of very much a consensus call. They'll drop the OCR to 3.25%. I also think it's quite likely that they will signal further easing, will be appropriate, so it's data-dependent as ever, which I think we can interpret as at least 3%, okay, particularly given the potential hit to global growth from all the tariff disruptions that affects our major trading partners. But after that sort of 3.25%, that potentially 3%, views after that are a lot less aligned. I mean, so what do we know? We know the economic recovery is patchy, and that lends weight to the argument for getting the OCR down expeditiously. PMI, PSI services, manufacturing, they aren't screaming frothy, are they? Electronic card transaction growth is spending. That's pretty anemic. Employment isn't strong. We saw that surprising that the unemployment rate didn't go up as much as we thought it would, but that was really due to an unexpected move in the participation rate. Private sector wages, they aren't rising overly quickly. But here's the big but, though, Mike. The RBNZ will have a wary eye on inflation, creeping inflation, because we saw evidence of this in the selected price indexes. And CPI inflation, just want to remind everyone out there, CPI inflation is likely to edge back towards 3% in the short term. And remember, that's Christian's job, Mike. Price stability is his job. That's the mandate. But in my view, get the rate down to 3% over the next two meetings, if need be. Then you can afford to sit and wait then. I was interested, Mike, in the budget economic and fiscal update. Treasury have the forecast 90-day rate falling to 2.6% between now and 2009. That implies an OCR of well under 3%.
Yes. Yep.
That was, I thought, interesting. But the thing that what they could do, Mike, they could thread the tricky needle of uncertainty by giving an alternative scenario. So they could, where tariff implementation is onerous, has a larger impact on growth, and factor in a lower OCR in that scenario. So they could cover the bases that way. I think they might do that.
Okay, well, see, but that's the thing. So you're seeing in the reporting season any number of companies going wouldn't have a clue.
Yep.
But he can't really afford to do that, can he? And I think that's what makes his job so tricky. So I hope he's well paid. Hey, 85 to 98 on the conference board, that seems like a leap. Where's all that coming from?
Yeah, so good rebound in US markets overnight after the Memorial Day holiday. So the Nasdaq's bounced almost 2.5%, actually. S&P 500 up over 2%. So picking up on the good news, that constructive announcement around the US-EU trade talks. But it's a big week for US data, and overnight we had consumer confidence. This is from the Conference Board survey. Now, that has been one of the surveys where we've seen consumer confidence slumping, and slumping a lot. And, yeah, it's bounced overnight. It's printed at 98. That's a big lift.
Yeah.
So it sort of picked up on that pause in tariff implementation. In other words, for as much as Trump doesn't think this is affecting people, it is affecting people. It had declined for five straight months. Expectations also surged. In fact, the expectations, consumer expectations, had the largest month-over-month increase for that number since 2009. Just a couple of other things overnight, Mike. US Treasury market getting lots of attention at the moment. That US 30-year bond, that had risen over 5%. It's dropped below 5%. 10-year hit 4.6%. We know the US administration focuses on that. That's also come back a little bit as well. So that's a bit of a positive. And NVIDIA reporting after the close, and that will be closely watched.
What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is at 42,326. It's up 723 points, 1.75%. The S&P 500 has set over 2% gain there, 5,920. And the NASDAQ, 19,193, up 2.44%. The FTSE 100 also joined the glee. It's up 60 points, 0.69%, 8,778. The Nikkei was up 0.5%. 37,724. Shanghai Composite down 6. The Aussies gained 0.56% yesterday. The ASX 200 closing at 8,407. The NZX 50 gained 0.28%, 35 points, 12,582. The New Zealand dollar, 0.5947 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9230 against the Aussie, 0.5247 euro, 0.4403 pounds, 85.8 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,302. Brent could come off a little bit, $63.83, and all eyes on the RBNZ at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Let us talk about it tomorrow. Go well, Andrew Keller at jmiwealth.co.nz.